The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us right here on our special Eclipse edition. That's right. We're recording the show during the eclipse. It hasn't occurred yet, but we will keep you posted as we go along. And again, this is show number 516. That's right. As always, go to Stewart.com/radio where you can see all the shows, the past archives of all the shows, and you can especially see and hear this one. So let's get down to business right now as we welcome Corey and Ashley Reeves. Their company is called Reeves Realty Group. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Bill?
Yes, here you are on a special edition. Well, first of all, Corey, let's tell people about your company, Reeves Realty Group.
We're a husband and wife team out of Montgomery, Texas, specializing in buying, selling, investing in rentals, everything real estate. So,
and that's fascinating, too, to have a husband and wife team, because we know in many professions, but certainly in real estate, we have a lot of husband and wife teams. Right, Ashley?
Correct.
So let's tell people, as far as you navigate the real estate world, who does what? You're the husband, the wife. How do you transfer the responsibilities or separate them?
So I'm more of the operations and marketing side, and Corey is more of the networking and showing buyers and things of that nature. We typically go on appointments together, though, so all the clients can see what we do.
Well, I have a marketing idea. A good thing to do is be on the radio or on massive platforms like this one right here. What
absolutely.
Do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. So another thing I think we want to bring forth as well, certainly here in Houston, Texas, there may be a few people, especially, you know, we've had so many people move in recently, but especially that people that have moved in or those that are listening on the internet, Montgomery, Texas. Let's tell them where that is, because I know I used to live in the Washington, D.C. area, and there's a Montgomery County there, but not to be confused with Montgomery, Texas. Let's tell them about Montgomery, Texas, Corey.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because we actually started a new hashtag a little while ago, moved to Conroe, Texas. So Montgomery, Texas is part of the Conroe, Texas area, which people know a lot better than Montgomery, Texas. So, you know, you're going to Margaritaville, Lake Conroe, your Airbnbs, events, and things of that nature. Like I said, we specialize in Montgomery. We'll handle all of Greater Houston, but we try to stay in that market.
Well, now that you mentioned Conroe, when we say Montgomery and Conroe, are they right next to each other?
Yes. Montgomery, we look at Montgomery County as being a whole. Conroe is a city in Montgomery. So
as far as, let's go to the marketing aspect, Ashley. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the things that you do, of course, other than being here today in marketing right now here in 2024 in this very interesting year and interesting market.
Social media, TikTok videos, community events, newsletters, direct mail, you name it, we do it.
Well, that keeps you pretty busy, I bet.
It does.
And when I think of community events, it's very important, and I know a lot of real estate professionals, it's very helpful to be a part of the community, engage, whether it's baseball teams and things like that. What are some of the things you're doing in the community?
We just had an Easter event for our neighborhood and surrounding area for Easter. So we brought an Easter bunny and did a little Easter egg hunt. And then Corey also does networking groups outside of like the Conroe area. As far as, you want to tell them what you do?
Sure. After we get off the show, I am leading a group of individual business owners in our monthly meeting in Conroe. And we do networking, part of BNI, which is, you know, Business Networking International. So I got my plate full with networking groups. We do charitable events. We sponsor baseball teams. We sponsor the Lake Creek High School band as well. So we're always about giving back to the community, and we actually have a fundraiser. I say fundraiser, a give back to the community and things of that nature through our closings, which we started because of Ashley. And Ashley, give them a little bit of taste of what we do as far as closing goes.
We have Ashley Sparks, which is a leukemia donation that I started because as a childhood cancer survivor of leukemia, when you close a deal with us, we give back to the Texas Children's Leukemia Department.
That's such important work. That's awesome that you're doing that. There's so many areas up there. And when I say up there, those that are listening, not from Houston on the internet, we're talking about the Northwest, so to speak, right? So Conroe, Montgomery, Woodlands, I mean, all areas are growing. But Corey, what area is growing more than that sector? I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Conroe's been on the top of the list for several years now in the entire United States as far as people moving. So Montgomery, Texas, Montgomery County, Conroe is one of the fastest growing population per capita cities in the United States right now. Currently.
I would have to add Magnolia to that.
And Magnolia.
And let's tell people, how far is Magnolia from the areas we're talking about?
10, 15 minutes.
It's pretty close.
In the same area. If you look at a map of, you know, Conroe, pretty much the surrounding area, Magnolia, Montgomery. Even people are starting to go a little farther north to Anderson, Navasota, Huntsville, all of it's booming.
One of the things I think about, I've looked at a few properties in the Montgomery area, and I don't think they're all, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like there are some very low tax rates in certain areas of Montgomery. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How low are they?
We've seen them as low as 1.5.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how do they work that, Corey, as far as the tax rates? So if I said to you, I came to you as a potential buyer, I said, look, hey, one of the things I really want is, yes, a nice home, but also I don't want to pay through the nose on taxes. I want a good tax rate. What would you be able to find me?
We would be able to search it down, and there's no rhyme or reason to it, unfortunately. You can cross the street and be at 1.8 and go across into a new build subdivision.
I'm already on 1.5 now. I don't want it.
3.4. You know, there is no rhyme or reason to the tax rate, unfortunately. So we can steer you clear of mud. We can get you an unrestricted. We can get you out of the HOAs if that's what you desire. It just depends on all of our clients have different needs, wants, and criteria, and we work with them to find what best fits.
Because the interesting thing about tax rates, 1.5 is healthy enough, but when we go beyond 1.9, in my mind, now everybody's different, some people don't care, but when we start hitting threes, that's unreasonable, and whatever we pay for a home, those that are getting a mortgage, whatever that rate is, man, the tax rate's going to live with you forever as long as you have that home. So I say start low.
Absolutely. Tax rate can make or break somebody's house payment, whether we get qualification on a loan or what we're looking for, because we got to take a lot of things into consideration with interest rates, property taxes, insurance. All of those play a part into somebody's monthly payment, whether we can get them a nicer home or a lesser of a home as far as you know, where they want to be as amount of land and things of that nature based on tax rate. Obviously, the lower the tax rate, the more home, the more land you can afford.
We're talking with Corey and Ashley Reeves. Their company is Reeves Realty Group. Ashley, give us an idea of some of the other things. Like we hear Corey's going to be doing some important work right after the show. Now, are you going to be there with him accompanying or how? What will you be doing to further the cause?
I will be following up with all the emails and the clients and the leads and everything that we are, you know, doing right now.
Well, let's talk about leads. As far as leads, are you getting any leads from out of the state of Texas?
Yes.
Really?
Matter of fact, we've gotten 5 on Saturday that all have been out of state.
Really?
Yes.
Can you tell us what state I'm going to
California.
Really?
There was
still?
Some from New York, and then one was from Louisiana.
Interesting. How are they? Do you think they're finding you, or do you know from? Especially, let's take New York. We hear about California all the time, and I know they're in California. They're looking, scouring the real estate people right and left. But how are they finding you from New York, do you think?
So we have a great website designer that does our SEOs, and they are coming through our websites and looking at our listings and properties online.
And speaking of New York, is it New York City or New York State?
Just New York State.
Beautiful state, by the way. I grew up not too far from the beauty of New York State and Pennsylvania. Before we close the segment, Corey, what else do you want people to know?
As far as our due diligence and how we go to market, like I said, we're a husband and wife team, so you're getting the full package: operations, sales, marketing, and 35 years of background of building businesses and 14, 15, 16 plus years of real estate. So I left
at no extra charge.
At no extra charge. So we bring a lot to the table with a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of know-how.
Well, give us one word as far as the secret to working as a husband and wife team.
Patience.
There you
go. Due diligence.
And on that note, Corey, let's tell people how they can reach you.
Corey Reeves, Reeves Realty Group. We are at ReevesRG.com on the website. Also, you can reach out to Corey Reeves at 281-932-2423. Ashley Reeves, 281-639-4587. Again, Reeves Realty Group, Reeves, ReevesRG.com is our website.
And the number again is?
281-932-2423.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it, Bill.
As we continue, let's talk to Jose Rayo. He is with Vibe Real Estate. Jose, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. We're officially friends now.
Well, that's right. For those listening, I sent Jose a Facebook friend request, and he actually accepted before we talked.
Exactly. So that's the only way I was going to be able to talk to you, Bill.
It's a real leap of faith, Jose. So let's tell people. Your company is called Vive.
Yeah, Vive. Vive Realty, or in Spanish is Vive Realty.
V-I-V-E. So let's tell people, Jose, about the company.
Well, this is the company my business partner, Noah Hernandez, I started. We've been doing business now together as a partnership for about 8-9 years, going on 10 and more, obviously, but we're very excited on the company, and it's been growing, and we just had a fantastic week, by the way, Bill. I mean, we just picked up 13 agents this past weekend.
Whoa. In the past weekend?
Weekend.
13 agents.
So now we're officially at 155. You heard it first, Bill.
155. Well, it's great to hear that information. Give us a word then as far as this growth. How long have you had the company, first of all?
Well, we've had it for, like I said, 8-9 years. We used to be called something else, the Horizon Team, and we just transgressed. We rebranded. We did everything, and we moved from the Heights down to Midtown. And it all started from a movie. My business partner and I.
More interesting as we go along.
It was fantastic. Hold on tight. But we were watching American Gangster with Denzel Washington.
Right.
And, fantastic. You know, when you start as an agent, you don't really know what you're going to do, how you're going to start, any of that stuff. So we're like, how can we build something that can help the agents grow and not spend so much money? So that came from the movie. And we designed this company and this brand, and it's been flourishing. So we want the agents to grow first, and we grow with them. And a lot of brokers is the other way around. So I'm not knocking them, but I'm just saying how we do it.
And you're the broker owner of Vive.
Yes, my business partner's a broker, and I'm the other owner.
Well, not to get on a movie track here, but you mentioned Denzel's one of my favorites. And have you seen The Equalizer?
Yes, I have. All three of them.
I've seen the last one twice.
And this is fantastic.
It's fantastic. And you could probably glean some business ideas just from the way he conducts
I want to move to Italy.
I want to go to Italy, too. And that's your next location.
That's going to be my location.
It's a beautiful scene right there in Equalizer 3. So as we continue, Denzel might very well be listening to the show here.
We never know who listens.
But if he's listening, reach out. We'll get him on the show. In the meantime, let's tell people the area that you cover the most. Let's say in the last 20 or so transactions, where have you been most helping buyers and
personally,
sellers?
I'm more in the Inner Loop. I grew up in Heights, so that's been my specialty area. Now, as far as the brokerage, we're everywhere. We have agents in Galveston and Magnolia. So,
again, let's go back to how do you feel? Why do you think you have attracted so many agents in relatively, especially over the weekend. What happened this weekend? Did everything come together? The 13 or what?
It really did. I mean, we're excited. Our main thing is support. We provide so much resource for the agents at a very low cost. And when you provide support and they can see that your honesty as far as how you do business, I think that goes a long way. I don't think we market each other enough out there in the industry. It's more been word of mouth. We had some great team leaders joining us with their team, and we're just seeing them flourish. So that goes a long way.
Well, as you look ahead here to 2024, are you seeing any strategies changing than when you started at the beginning of the year, which was not that long ago, but we're always shifting to change and adapting?
The industry definitely is about to change. Obviously, we hear about what's going on with NAR, and we are prepared for it. So we're educating our agents, and that's another thing. We have classes every week for our agents. Every week we have continuing education at no cost to them. So we don't sit there and gouge them for even making copies. I know there's some places that they charge 5-10 cents, and we're like, no, print as much as you want. You know, you're working. So we try to do as much as we possibly can to, you know, keep up with the day-to-day real estate world, which is always advancing and changing, especially social media.
Well, and let's talk about social media. Sure, right here today, you're on the radio, and then there'll be Facebook posts of this event, that these moments that we're having here. But other than that, what are you doing in a social media standpoint, you and the team, to go forth? I mean, some things work, some things don't, but what works for you?
Sharing our agents' posts. Our agents are doing a fantastic job marketing, and we just reshare their stuff. We have, like, the guy got Keys Realty Group, and they're fantastic on social media. We have some of these agents that have 20,000 followers, and so that's helping us grow with them. And so me personally, me and my business partner, we're not that very good when it comes to social media. I mean, I post my soccer stuff and my family stuff. But other than that, I mean, we just use our agents to grow with them.
And give us an idea of all the things before you got into real estate. What was the motivation for you, Jose, to say, man, I want to be in real estate? Why?
I'm not going to lie to you, Bill. I didn't know anything about real estate. It fell on my lap. My background has been soccer. I played soccer my whole career and went to college with that. Played professional for a little bit. But, I mean, it was an opportunity that fell on my lap. When you have family and kids, you got to do the most to maintain your family. So I went head first and went all out with it.
So there it is. From soccer to real estate. I mean, you know, one of the things we hear.
Soccer to real estate.
It is interesting because how people get to where they are. We hear in real estate all the time, I used to be a teacher, or, right? We hear that a lot. In fact, all your agents, your 100-and-some-plus agents, I bet some of them have been teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but soccer, that's a new one, Jose.
Yeah, that's soccer.
Give us an idea of some of the things as far as the marketplace. You mentioned Interloop and the Heights and stuff like that. What's going on inside? Because we're talking about the growth outside that goes in every single direction. But what about inside Loop?
Inside, what's happening right now? It's a lot of action. The tax rate is funny. You guys are talking about that.
I'm afraid to ask.
I heard that 1.5. I'm like, man, I might need to move out there too. I'm moving there next to you, Bill.
That's right.
No, the taxes definitely are eating people alive there.
Let's get some acreage, split it up. Soccer field.
Inner Loop, you don't get that much land. I'm fortunate to have a good, nice square footage of land, but even then, the tax rates are. Ours was getting a lot of people.
It's over 3, I bet, right?
2.8, 3.3, just depending where you're at. Like I say, you cross the street, and there you guys at 3.3. And so it gets people. And unfortunately, for some people that have been there for many years, like my mother, she bought a home in the Heights 30-something years ago for 40 grand. But, I mean, luckily, she's held on, and she's not moving. So touche to her.
I know a couple people like that exactly that have purchased a long time ago, and they're still staying as the prices rise, the taxes rise, and all those
things. I'm telling her to cash out, Bill. I'm trying to go up there 1.5.
Tell her to go to the 1.5.
Let's go.
Not only that, she has a son that's in the business. She might even cut her a deal, right?
You can talk to her, Bill. Who knows? Talk to her.
That's a good idea. So as far as the sellers right now, what's happening with sellers? I mean, they're out there.
They're coming out, finally. They're finally coming out. You know, we had a very low inventory, and I was just telling some of my team members, I picked up about 10 listings this past weekend, and they're finally coming out. it's been a low inventory year. I mean, we see the back end, me and Noe, as far as contracts. So it's good to see that sellers are coming back. And maybe after the July NAR thing, they'll come back even more because a lot of sellers are going to want better deals as far as selling their homes. But we do need more homes out there to market for all these buyers.
Are you seeing people that come from out of state and they find your company?
Yes, yes, we do. I mean, just from all over. We had some from Wisconsin, Louisiana, a lot of people from Louisiana. California, that's the normal now. They just come in cash
buyers.
There's
a bridge from California.
Oh, they're coming. Over. Yeah, they kind of messed up our market, but I mean, we're standing strong. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good.
Wisconsin, though, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty weird, huh?
Wisconsin's a nice place.
I know, that's why. Why would you want to come to Houston?
I don't know. 1.5, I don't know.
I don't know, man. That 1.5 keeps coming up, huh?
But I don't know. Wisconsin may have lower property taxes. However, they do have the state income tax. So, you know, I guess it all balances out. So as you go forth, here we are. What are some of the other things you and the team are going to be doing here for the rest of 2024? It's going to be exciting.
Heather, when's that casino night? We're doing something very special. Yeah. The 26th, we're having a casino night. We had a family recently that had was going through leukemia, actually. They had a one-year-old that... days before Christmas, so we're going out there helping out this family. So, Bill, if you want to come and gamble a little, come and join us.
And where's that going to be?
At our office, the Vive Realty office, 2850 Fannin Street, Suite 200. We're doing this for this lovely family, and hopefully we can help them out.
Well, once again, realtors helping the community and being part of the community is so important and something that's done a lot and not even enough. So
yeah,
that's good that you're doing that kind of work. Give us an idea of some of the other things as far as certainly you had me there with the free copies on the copy machine.
I knew I got you at that one.
Just for that. But what are some of the other things that you might be
so
doing?
We're flat fee brokerage. We provide every single one of our agents, a CRM and a personal website. We provide free CE classes, SAE classes, and training. We have an office manager, Sarah Flores. She does a wonderful job. She's also a licensed instructor. So she's available for all our agents and all our agents' questions. We have a wonderful admin, Gladys as well. She's up at the front making sure our agents are turning in the necessary documents they need to stay in line with TREC and the guidelines. And you have the wonderful owners, myself and Noah Hernandez, that are also available for training purposes and to answer all questions. And even when you get in trouble, because, you know, a lot of agents don't talk about that. You know, there's signs that we're human. We make mistakes. Well, Noe and I, we're specialized in problem solving. So we find a solution to every problem, and so far, so good. We haven't had any issues.
And we're talking with Jose
Rayo
with Vive Real Estate. Jose, let's tell people how they can reach you.
713-428-1012. That's my cell phone and also the company number. And the email is rayo.realty@gmail.com. 713-428-1012.
Thank you so much, Jose.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Let's talk to Beth Cassidy. Her company is the Cassidy Group. Beth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Bill. I was thinking it was like my 100,000th time I've been here.
Well, not quite that many, but
That's an exaggeration.
Well, it's interesting. It's been a few. In fact, you have been with us at the previous location, even on a previous station. But here you are once again doing tremendous work in the real estate world 24/7.
Yeah, I do.
Let's tell people about your company.
Well, I made a change at the first of the year, and I'm still not, like I was being honest, completely acclimated. I was at a big name brokerage for the past 4.5 years and decided to just kind of promote myself. And I joined up with Charlie Griegel at Wind Hill, and I'm starting a team, the Cassidy Group. And I have Holly Grahalis, who I've worked with for, gosh, the last 13 years, who I trust completely with my life. She's awesome. And we are looking at having some more seasoned agents, you know, a few, not making it huge, but... I just kind of thought, you know, as you get older, you're like, how do I want to work my business the best and make the most sense and, you know, have the most opportunity? So I talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people don't know that Charlie himself has a lot of applications. He works with developers, investors, just a lot
sharp
of things.
Sharp guy, there's no doubt about
Very
it.
Very sharp guy. But, you know, he doesn't brag a lot, so I didn't know about it, really.
Well, we can brag on him right here today.
Well, I've known him for years through mutual friends, but I never saw, you know, what he does and his success and what he offers agents. And so for me to go on my own and have people under me, I wanted to give agents the greatest opportunity as well. And that's where I settled there, off of Kirby still.
Still in the Kirby area. And one of the great things, Beth, as you're building a team in real estate, you have a tremendous advantage. You've always had that advantage. Your name is easy to remember, Cassidy, well, right? I mean, it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Right?
I still get asked if I'm related to David and Jack and Hopalong. And Hopalong, I think I'm the only one in Houston. Yeah, I love that name. I kept it even when I was married.
Hopalong Cassidy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going way back to my generation. And not
people
mention,
still bring him up.
I bet they do. I thought about that this morning as I knew I was going to see you, but there's also the big movie, Butch Cassidy.
Oh, that was my favorite. I've saw it a lot.
Kid,
yeah.
Right. So we,
I love the name, and my parents have passed on. So, you know, there's not many Cassidys, and I'll always keep that name, hyphenated, whatever happens to me. I love the name.
It's a great name. There's no doubt about it. And also, you have a lot of, let's tell people about the experience that you have in real estate, because you've been in the real estate world for a long time. And what has kept you in the business for these many years?
Passion. I mean, because there's times I'm like, I've got to do something else. This is killing me.
We all have those
moments. Because it's very unpredictable. And I say it's like bipolar. And it's also like gambling for a living. I'm not kidding. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, scared to death. You know, I'm self-supporting, obviously, and rely on, I eat what I kill, as they say. But the unpredictability can be a little scary at times, you know. But it also keeps it interesting. It's never boring. One time I had a property, a high-end property on the market 3.5 years. So, you know, the luxury is glamorized.
Well, wait a minute. That might be of note, because apparently you were able to keep the listing for 3.5 years.
It was challenging, but yeah. I had it rented on and off, and, you know, leased on and off.
So there was a way that you made that work.
All kinds of things happen, and he's a very good client. He's my first athlete. You know about all that.
Right.
And because of him, I got other ones. But I'm just saying, people think it, like, because of these shows, that it's so easy and glamorous. Everybody gets their license, and then they go.
That's why people need to listen to this show.
Yeah.
They hear the reality.
Uh-huh. Not at all. Very stressful, but I love it, and I can't do 9-to-5. I'm not one to be micromanaged, so I don't like that. I've been in sales my whole life, but I like having the flexibility, and I like the challenge of meeting new people, and every day, new house, new people, new drama. You know, it's fun.
Yeah, there's a little drama in the real estate.
A lot.
In the residential real estate world.
A lot. I'm doing more commercial now, but yes, residential, very emotional.
Well, they say in some cases I hear that the commercial world is not as dramatic, but I have a feeling that anytime you have money and people, there's still going to be drama, but maybe more so in residential. What do you think?
Very much more so. Because, you know, I always say it's emotional, not that I'm the best at this, as we talked about, but I say it's like falling in love. You know it when you see it, and when you walk in a house, it's an emotional thing. You're like, and if you have some doubts, don't do it. Well, we've all done that, but, you know, I mean, you just kind of connect with the house on an emotional level, and then husbands and wives sometimes don't communicate, and there's just a lot involved. You're like a therapist.
Well, you bring up so many things, but I'm thinking when you said that, as you bring forth, you and other real estate professionals, when you bring people and you're looking at, I don't know, how many you look at it in a day, right? Let's say you look at 5. Is that an average or 4?
So
you
and I are day. Gonna, it could be more or less, you know.
Okay, so let's just take 5. You and I you're going to show me properties, and we have 5 on the calendar. And I'm not married, but let's say I had a wife, and we go in and look at the properties together. So you have been around couples and people looking at homes, you probably know right away when a vibe happens.
Oh, the wife usually wins out.
Right. Well, there's that.
If they like it a lot and the guy and the husband's resisting, they usually end up getting it.
Yeah, right. But you could feel when that moment
yeah.
comes when out of 5 properties.
Oh, yeah. It's chemistry and energy. You can feel it when from the people and from just their expression when they walk in. They're like, oh, my God. But a lot of times they'll set them up on a drip where it narrows it down, you know, an auto search to what they want specifically, what area, what price range. The pictures sometimes can be misleading, and sometimes, let's be honest, but they can pretty much tell before walking in the door that they're in love with it. Unless there's something that's not, you know, pending that they see when they walk in. But typically, they kind of know what they want.
We're talking with Beth Cassidy, the Cassidy Group. Beth, give people an idea geographically, let's say your last few transactions, 10 or 20, where have you spent most of your time, whether it's buyers or sellers?
And in the inner loop by the park, and I have a current listing that said at mid-rise right there, which I love that area, obviously. I've lived all over, been here all my life, lived all over Houston, and I can say personally I love that area. River Oaks, Rice Military. I've got one way out off Tanglewild, West Houston. Yeah, you know, I go everywhere. I've been in Kingwood, Conroe, Woodlands.
I know. I remember you had a listing years ago in Conroe, I think. Is that the 3.5 year one? Because it was
Woodlands.
The Woodlands. Carlton, it was very expensive.
It wasn't,
right?
Carlton Woods. God, I blacked it out. It was so traumatic. I can't remember that.
Anyway, it was a lot of money. It was a high dollar property.
Oh, yeah. That was the one that, you know, on 9 acres took forever.
Well, let's say somebody like me comes to you and says, hey, I want to pay 3% property tax. That's not going to happen. But anyway, let's say I want to live inside the loop. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Beth, how much do I need to spend to get a, quote, nice place, maybe 2,500 square feet, and be inside the loop in a, quote, nice area, whatever that is? And how much would I need to spend, do you think? About 600? Can I get anything for six?
Less, actually. Okay. There's some that, depending on if you want to remodel it and you're not picky about it.
No, I want it ready to go.
Beyond perfect. You still can get something in
five?
Fours.
Oh.
Yeah. Where I live, I mean, in Rice Military, yes.
So,
even parts of 77019, which is considered River Oaks. You just have to really, you know, not be too particular on what you're wanting. I mean, there are things that people don't realize that are affordable.
But of course, obviously, the more you spend, more choices you're going to have.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the price is really high because of the area. I mean, depending on what people, I mean, I just think that there's a house for everybody and I try to make the fit, and typically they end up happy. That's the biggest reward. And then I become friends with them forever.
That's right. The recurring business that takes place. One of the things I was thinking about as far as marketing, I know you do a lot of different things, but how, and I'm seeing it in my neighborhood a lot, open houses more and more. How do you feel about houses when you're...
I just had the best one ever, and I was going to talk about how the market's picked up. I had right off of Mid Lane, there's a townhouse I have, which is a great area. You can walk to River Oaks District, and, you know, people love that area. The James and the Ivy right down the street. And 30 days on the market, Deadsville. And then I went and worked one by myself just on a spur of the moment. I had like 13 people come through and 4 offers, and then became a bidding war. So you just don't know.
Just recently.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that I said, this is a multiple offer situation. Give us your best and final. The one that offered the most won out. But sure. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I hadn't had that in a long time. So it's springtime and things have picked up. They're out there. Buyers are out there.
Well, yeah. As far as the general concept of the open house, you find it effective then, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. And you can pick up buyers even if they don't want that house. A lot of them, nowadays, they don't have agents in it until it comes down to finding what they want. You know, they want the legality protection, but they're out looking on their own. And I've had that happen even in a million above on open houses. So I've done it for other people when things are scarce to pick up buyers, for other agents, yeah.
Exactly. I like open houses.
I do too.
I mean, even I think one of the beauties of an open house is I ended up buying a house years ago after I already had a house under contract. I just happened to stroll by a house one day and I thought, oh, wow, I think I like this house better. Mm-hmm. So I changed my deal. The realtor was not happy, but I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Bottom line, this particular house ended up, of all the homes I ever bought and sold, I made the most money on this home for one big reason. It was in the Rummel Creek School District.
That's a great area in school.
And I hardly did any improvement on the house, but I ended up selling it a couple years later for $90,000 more, all because I dropped in an open house.
See, you knew it when you walked in. You got to love it. You have to really feel it.
Not to mention all the ones I lost money on or evened out, but
yeah.
I made money on it because of the school district.
Well, before I was a realtor, like I said, I was in sales, but I was obsessed with going to open houses because I always loved homes and, you know, seeing what was out there. And just sometimes I'm pretty relentless in my personality. And I'd knock on a door that wasn't for sale in a couple of my houses. When I was married, I got that way. Perseverance.
Relentless. I like that word, too. Beth, before we close this segment, what else do you want people to know?
Well, I've just talked about the market being good, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, I need a side job, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom. So there was a, you know, COVID, of course, was terrible. Well, for me personally, and now things have picked up and the interest rates aren't too bad. I have a lender that I always recommend and work with. But I wanted to say February home sale, this past February, I wrote this down, was 70% above last year's level and marks the second best February on record. With single family home sales, which account for over 82% of all transactions, were up 76%. So people love Texas. I'm trying to get my daughter down here.
Where's she at?
North Carolina, Boring and High Point. I mean, Texas is more affordable. People are fun. I mean, and
in the meantime, Beth, let's tell people how they can reach you, Beth Cassidy.
My phone number is 832-646-2982. 832-646-2982. And my email is bcassidyproperties@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you.
Beth.
Great Cassidy. To see you again.
Stay close to your Stewart Title Business Development Officer right here, Hope Moy. Hope is representing the Conroe and Magnolia offices and even more. Hope, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. It's good to see you. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has, but we're going to see you soon. I know that. Let's tell people what's going on in the mighty Conroe Magnolia area. It's incredible.
Man, like Corey and Ashley said earlier, it is growing like crazy. The roads are expanding, tons of new construction, just lots of new development. So it's growing.
Well, it's very exciting. Give us an idea. One of the things at Stewart, we're doing something new with a farming application, or how do you present that? Are you involved with that?
I am.
Let's tell people what that is.
We have a great new farming platform. It's called Stewart Forever Farm. And we're still in the depths of learning how to use this platform, but I'm always super excited to teach people how to use it. It's got a lot of
massive potential.
Man, it is so cool. It's AI generated. And I think that is the top selling point, is that because it's AI generated, it updates every 24 hours. So if you run a farm and something sells in that farm, then it pulls out that address.
And let's explain to people that might be listening outside of the real estate world. We're not talking about farming and planting seeds, but we are talking about planting seeds, though. Planting business seeds. That's what, not things that broccoli or anything like that. But we're talking about growing a business. And you and all our Stewart Title business development people are about helping realtors grow their business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what just one of the tools that you have to do that.
Just one of them. But with a lot of the agents here today have said mailers. I mean, we can pull addresses for you.
You're going to know if they have one pet, two pets, what they're thinking, what they're watching. It's incredible.
This platform is insane. I'm excited to really get in front of a lot of our agents and really promote it. It's going to be super awesome for their business.
There you go. Hope, let's tell people how they can reach you so they can find out about this powerful tool right there in Conroe, Magnolia, and even beyond with our other business development people.
Absolutely. So my cell phone number is 346-224-1908. Again, my cell phone is 346-224-1908. Magnolia and Conroe.
Hope Moy.
In today's litigious society, it is imperative to have the proper insurance to offset the many risks facing your business, especially if you're a real estate broker. Your errors and omissions and cyber liability insurance can help limit the threat of these risks if you know what to look for. Not sure if your insurance addresses the risks facing your business? Contact Stewart Insurance to be confident your brokerage can withstand these risks. Stewart Insurance, 866-798-2827. StewartInsurance.com. That's StewartInsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner Stewart Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Hi, Bill. Nice to see you.
What should we know today?
Well, let's talk a little bit about errors and omissions insurance today.
Oh, my favorite.
It is your favorite. If we consider all the changes that are in general occur in the real estate world, and especially what has been and will be occurring over the next several months, I do think it's important that as a real estate broker, even as a realtor, depending upon your situation, or property management firm, independent title and attorney agent, but you all consider having professional liability or errors and omissions coverage.
That's right. It's very important for brokers and real estate professionals to be protected as they navigate a sometimes dangerous industry in those ways.
Well, it is. And in a sense, what it is malpractice insurance for a business. So if there's a perception that you have not delivered your professional responsibilities, that you've not done what you've committed to do as a real estate professional, and there's a claim filed against you or a lawsuit filed against you, the errors and omissions coverage can come into play and help offset some of that exposure.
So if I'm a real estate professional and working for a real estate broker, I'd want to make sure what protections they have in place. Would that be a way to phrase it?
That'd be fair, yes. So,
or one of the questions in the interview process.
That is correct, yes. So many real estate brokers will cover their agents, whether they're full-time staff members or contracted. As long as their license is underneath that brokerage, they will provide coverage. There are some instances where the broker does not provide coverage, and in that case, a real estate professional can get their own policy. I have a client that currently that's that way, that their broker does not cover them under their own errors and omissions, so the realtor has their own coverage, their own plan.
You and the team at Stewart Insurance, of course, stewartinsurance.com, you're helping brokers and real estate professionals every day in a magnificent way.
Yeah, so we're working with them on their coverage. So what it does is if there is a suit against you, even if it's frivolous, you're still going to have defense costs. You're still going to need an attorney. Having errors and omissions coverage, they're going to help you with some of those defense costs. In many cases, they'll either connect you with or provide an attorney that has a specialty in real estate law to help with those defense costs. You know, if there is a settlement or a judgment against the firm, it can help with those costs. You know, if you have court costs or have to be in front of an advisory board, it can help with some of those costs as well, whether it be on a per day, a per diem or a set amount, then you can get some coverage as well.
Well, as I'm thinking, I'm putting myself in the place of the real estate professional. I don't want to be in front of an advisory board or a court of law. I want to be selling real estate and helping buyers and sellers.
Well, absolutely. And again, it goes back to the basics of insurance. Do you want to be, and how much risk you have as an individual or as a company? So if you are risk averse, you may want to have more coverage. If you're not risk averse, that you're okay with some additional risk, then you might want to self-insure. But it's an understanding of what you do and don't have from a coverage perspective and be comfortable with that. What we don't want to have is that a firm doesn't have their errors and omissions and they just assume that the contracts that I have in place with my clients are going to cover me if a claim is filed. Yes, your contracts can help, but that's not going to offset the cost. At minimum, it's not going to offset the cost of an attorney. So even if you have the contracts in place and everything's been documented, if somebody files suit against you, you're going to need to have an attorney, and those defense costs are going to come out of your pocket unless you have errors and omissions coverage.
And again, the origin of this challenge problem could be, as you said in the beginning, a quote perception that you may have done everything right as the real estate professional, but if the party has a perception that you didn't do the right things for their situation, that's where the problem comes in.
Well, it does. I mean, it begins with somebody believes that they've been misrepresented. If somebody feels that they've been misrepresented, that, you know, you made a mistake or you were negligent in the job that you provided, the services that you provided, that, you know, that you didn't provide, you know, you didn't manage my money properly. So just think, as an example, think about where we were in the marketplace in 2019 and 2020. So we were having, you know, many, many offers on a piece of property. The property was closing quickly. We were getting several, you know, tens and thousands of dollars over the listing price. And move into today's market, while it's still a seller's market, in many cases, how homes are on the market longer than they were. You're not getting the exorbitant amount over closing costs. You're not getting people waiving in inspections and things like that. So if you have a client that's still living in 2019 and they expect that to, you know, that kind of marketplace to be in 2024, where I'm going to get $30,000 over the listing price and you're going to sell my home in 3 days, and that's their expectation, and that doesn't happen, there could be an issue.
Kind of like there's a lot of country songs where someone was done wrong, right? Yeah. Usually relates to romantic relationships, but in this case, this is a relationship nonetheless that we go forth with a real estate professional.
That's right. My errors and omissions done me wrong.
Hank Williams Jr., wasn't that one of his songs?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Well, it was actually the third.
There is a third. That's right. He was just in town. I love that guy.
Yes, he was the third, yes.
My Harrison admission done me wrong.
Well, maybe you That's and I can terrible. Write it and you can play it on the Hammond organ.
I'll be working on that, John, this weekend. That's hilarious. In the meantime, what else should we know?
Well, if you do want to be properly insured, whether it be making sure that your brokerage has errors and omissions insurance or cyber liability, general liability, commercial property, workers' compensation, we can help you out at Stewart Insurance. From an individual or family's perspective, we can help with your home, wind, auto, flood, investment property as well. And you can reach us at 866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. You can learn more about Stewart Insurance at stewartinsurance.com.
And, of course, you're reminding people once again, Stewart Insurance is not just helping people here in Houston, Texas, Montgomery, Conroe, but all around the Fruited Plain here in the United States.
Absolutely. So we have clients all over the U.S., both from a business perspective and a personal perspective.
And you are out there on a regular basis, John, all over these counties and highways and byways, helping people with continuing education classes. In fact, right here in the room, there have been people that say, oh, you're the guy that taught our class. You're well known on the radio and beyond to be teaching and helping the profession in so many ways.
Yeah, we'll teach north of 60 CE classes in 2024. You know, I'm on the board of the Houston Mortgage Bankers Association. I'm on the board of the Houston Independent Real Estate Brokers Association. On the Risk Management Advisory Council for the Houston Association of Realtors, and I'm active with the National Association of Residential Property Managers. So that alone, just on my side, not
just
counting
Monday.
Not counting what the other members of the team are doing as well.
In fact, one of your tremendous classes, The Two Sides of Water. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, and I said, if they're going to make that a movie, I wonder what actor would play John in that. What do you think?
Well,
Brad Pitt.
I'm thinking Brad Pitt. Yeah. I'm thinking Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt does the two sides.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Right. Yeah. Sounds good.
A young Sean Connery.
Ah, there you go. Now we're talking. Yeah. In the meantime, John, one more time, stewartinsurance.com. But if they want to reach out to you, they can call
866-798-2827. 866-798-2827.
Thank you so much, John Bramlett. And they are back. Ashley and Corey Reeves Realty Group. Welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, as we close the show, guys, Corey, first of all, what else do you want them to know about Reeves Realty Group?
All right, so you asked a question earlier. How do we coexist as husband and wife in the real estate market, right? So with Ashley's background in transactions, operations, and thousands of transactional contracts that she's gone through, I come from a sales background. So I've got 35 years in the HVAC business, building businesses and building companies. So I use that to negotiate contracts, talk with contractors, help in negotiations. So we kind of split the business down the middle where she handles all the operation stuff and I handle the sales and the negotiations. So
a powerful combination.
Yeah, we think so.
Yes, we've learned to stay in our own lanes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So thus, by staying in the proper lanes, harmony exists.
Correct.
Yes. I tend to kind of merge over to his a little bit sometimes, but I'm getting better.
So it sounds like you're directed back into your lane. Yes. Every now and then.
Okay. Yes.
Well, she's got, 14, working on 15 plus years. I remember 12, 13 years ago putting lock boxes and signs up for her on my off hours after air conditioning when we were starting this out, and that was a long time ago.
Well, I'm already seeing an advantage. If the air conditioner ever something goes wrong, in your house,
sure,
things are covered, right?
I've got, I can handle most of it, and I've got people on speed dial. So, yeah.
That's the way to fly, right?
Well, and you know what the networking groups were, like the Net Level Up Networking that we're belong to and some of the other ones that we do, we've got a list of trusted, known, liked, and very valuable contractors at a speed dial away. So if anything happens with a listing or a buyer is needing something in a hurry, we've got it.
No doubt about it. The real estate professional has to have many tools and the right tools in your tool belt.
Absolutely. You get two for the price of one.
Two for the price of one. The Reeves Realty Group, helping buyers and sellers in a harmonious way. Let's tell people how they can reach you again.
It's Corey Reeves and Ashley Reeves at Reeves Realty Group, and that's Reeves, R-E-A-V-E-S-R-G.com is our website. 281-932-2423. 281-932-2423.
Thank you so much. He is back. Jose Rayo, Vive Real Estate. Jose, before we close things down, what else should we know?
That my wallet jumped whenever John sat down here and talked about Arizona Mission.
It did. You felt it tingling, right?
It was tingling. But, I mean, all your guests have been speaking facts today, and it's very good that everyone here is very knowledgeable and powerful in their own way.
Well, as a broker, there's so many things. As a real estate professional, just a realtor, there's so many things that we have to do right and to be mindful of with each and every transaction, with each and every interaction. But as a broker, your responsibility is even greater.
Yeah, so John made some great facts there. We do provide Arizona Mission for all our agents there at Vive Realty. And we do have an in-house attorney as well, Mike Galabiowski. So he is our in-house attorney. So that's another thing I'd like for all our listeners to know as well, or that our agents looking for a new home, we got you covered.
In-house attorney.
In-house attorney.
That sounds pretty good.
I know, yeah.
So now I know where to go for legal advice and air conditioning advice. I'm covering the bases.
It's covered. It's covered.
Well, let's tell people once again how we can reach you.
713-428-1012, 713-428-1012.
And give us a quick word. As a broker practicing real estate, you have so many responsibilities, but also mind balance and work balance and life. How do you balance just
stuff? I have an amazing business partner, Noah Hernandez, who's our broker. And, I have three kids, Bill. So my patients.
Three kids.
Yeah, three. So I have twins, 12-year-olds. Man, Bill,
patience.
I was to tell you, so my patience isn't as much as my business partner, Noe. Noe's patience is amazing. And I think we have a great partnership and great balance, a yin and yang, that we were able to resolve a lot of problems and get a lot of work done.
Sounds good to me. The phone number again is?
713-428-1012.
And we say hi to Noe, right?
Yes, Noe Hernandez.
All
El
right.
Compadre.
And here she is. Beth Cassidy, the Cassidy Group. Beth, before we close the show, what else should we know?
That I want people to know that I'm not primarily luxury. People think of me as a luxury.
That's
realtor.
Right, they do.
And I would love to have them in market like 5 a month. Would be great. But some people have said, I don't want to bother you. You know, my house is not XYZ.
So if I have a $300,000 house,
yes,
you'll still represent me.
That's what I call the normal buyer from like 3 to 6.
Right.
1% of the population buys a million above. I mean, that's getting more common now at that price point. But the mid-market, no, you disagree. The mid-market goes a lot quicker.
Well, bread and butter, so to speak, and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's also good to know you have experience in the full range of real estate.
I have a $150,000 listing right now. I'll take anything.
Well, that's a great thing. And also, you have a history of representing sports figures and people that have been successful in that arena.
But that is kind of sidepulled me sometimes, where people think that's all I deal with, and I like dealing with all kinds of everybody, you know.
Even me, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Beth, let's tell people how they can reach you.
832-646-2982, and my email is bcassidyproperties@gmail.com. 832-646-2982.
Thank you so much, Beth Cassidy. And thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Nampick, together with John Bramlett, all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. We appreciate you listening. Simply go to Stewart.com/radio. That's Stewart.com/radio, where you can see and hear the show. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.